Welcome to the Eric Anders Lang Show. Very excited to be here in St. George, Utah. I like to describe the place that we're at. Well, actually, we're inside of a studio, a beautiful, clean space. You can obviously tell there's not a lot of reverberations in here. And it's almost like we're in a bunker. It feels a bit like we're in a bunker. You've obviously seen the title. You know that we're here with the two gentlemen that make up the What's Inside movement. It's not just a YouTube channel, right? It's many things. It's a way of thinking. I'd like to introduce to you Dan and Lincoln Markham. Dan, we're in your house. Thank you for having me as a house guest, not just as a podcast guest. I appreciate it.
It's the greatest. I mean, we do a lot of YouTube collaborations with people. I don't know how many times we've actually done a collaboration where people stay at our home and we get to go golfing together and just hang out. It's been like, I feel like we're family already. It's been a couple of days.
I agree. I know that Thanksgiving is a ways away, but I'm happy to continue on this trip. Currently, it's September 3rd today. And I mean, there's so many places I want to go with the conversation, but man, I guess first of all, you guys are known. People come up to you. I watched it. You're the guy from You Do the Thing. If people are listening to this and they don't know, and someone says they find interest in you at a cocktail party, they say, "What do you do? What do you say?"
Well, first of all, I say I'm a YouTuber, and that's either people know what that is or they don't. And some people, we even had some people, we had a home show at our home. We had 26,000 people that came through our home, and they would come into this YouTube studio because this is built into our house, so I don't have to go to an office. So it feels less like work. And I loved it when people would come in and my dad would sit in here to make sure nobody would steal any of the things that we've cut in half, which is kind of funny to think about. They're ruined. But he would watch and they'd say, "What are the people doing here? And what is the studio?" And he's like, "They're YouTubers." And then we had some people that would say, "What's YouTube?" And they had no idea even what YouTube is, which seems weird in 2020. But yeah, we're a YouTuber, and I'm a YouTuber, and I cut things in half with my son, which sounds interesting. But yeah.
Lincoln, you're a big part of it, right? I haven't really had a discussion about how it all works, but it's clear that you should be in school today, number one.
Yeah, I should be. Kind of missing it today, and I'm not complaining at all.
Your dad obviously runs the YouTube channel for the most part, is largely responsible for, you know, YouTube is a race car, right? You have to know how to drive it. You have to know how to take care of it. I do not. That's why everyone's always commenting on my videos saying, "How come these don't have more views?" Well, I could ask you that, Dan. Why do my videos not have more views? That's not why I'm here. You're brilliant. Your father, Lincoln, is brilliant at understanding the engine of YouTube. But you're very involved in the creation of this channel in your own right.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of started this YouTube channel off with like my second grade science project where I had to answer a question, and we decided to do What's Inside Sports Balls. So for some little extra credit, because I had to presentate in front of my class.
I got to back you up there. Yeah. I heard this story late at night the other night, and it doesn't start there. Can we start it where you started it with me off camera?
Yeah, sure. So I was in first grade.
First grade. 1 year earlier, 7 years old.
Yes, 7 years old. And I had to ask a question and present in front of my class. So my question was, why do we have boogers?
First of all, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to see this, we're on YouTube right now. It's a great question.
Yeah.
I realized when you said that to me, I'm almost 40. I don't know why I have boogers. I don't know why any of us have boogers. It is a brilliant question.
Yeah. So that was my presentation, and we like rehearsed it. We like filmed it before just to like to get me over like some presentating anxiety or
right.
Something like that. And yeah, so we filmed it before. It was great. Everybody loved it. And then the next year comes around, and my dad was like, "Well, what do you want to do this year?" And my first thought was, "Why do we have earwax?"
Right.
So it was kind of along the same lines.
And
so,
Dan said,
"No." Yeah.
But I said it nicer than that. I'm like, "That's a good question. I feel like it's a little similar to last year's question. Maybe we branch out a little bit." And then it just kind of turned into, "What kind of things do you like?" "Well, you like sports. You like basketball. You like golf. And then it just turned into this discussion where we're like, oh, well, what's inside of these things? That's science. Baseball looks super cool, the cross section of it. I'd seen it somewhere. And so we went and decided to make cross sections of different things. And of course, I could have been that dad, which I've been many times. I'm no perfect dad by any means. But I could have been that dad that just went online, printed out some pictures, and then took those pictures and put them on a poster board. Because really, all he had to do is have a poster board to bring to school. And everybody had their poster boards all set up. And then they do a little presentation. And so, but luckily, I was like, you know what? Let's make this a fun experience. So I went to Ace Hardware. I'm terrible with tools. People still wonder why I have all my fingers, because they've seen some of our videos. And
I come here and for a day, I'm wearing a Band-Aid. You are wearing
a Band-Aid. And so we just cut open a baseball, a golf ball, and the videos are still on YouTube. It's really long. It's just with my iPhone sitting on the countertop, and I'm just cutting with this saw and cutting a baseball. And Lincoln had the flu.
And we didn't really talk in that video at all.
You weren't hosting a YouTube video.
No, not at all.
You were documenting cutting something open.
Yeah, just for a little bit of extra credit. And you could see in the video too that I was sick with the flu at the time. And I was just sitting there like so bored. I did not know what to do.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
At that point, did you know what YouTube was, Lincoln?
Yeah, so we have watched a good amount of YouTube, just like a few channels. Yeah.
It was starting to become a thing.
Yeah, YouTube was.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was different than it is now. And it was like right now, I think there's a survey done like a year ago, where they asked kids in elementary school, what do you want to be when you grow up? And the number two thing on the list supposedly was, I want to be a YouTuber. But back when he was in second grade, that wasn't a thing. There weren't like kids that were YouTubers, and this wasn't as big of a thing. It was, we watched the slow-mo guys that did cut things or did things in slow motion. We watched Smarter Every Day, where he breaks down amazing things and we learn stuff about it. It wasn't like daily vlogging wasn't yet a thing back then. So it wasn't like, he wants to be a YouTuber kind of thing. And so we just put the videos on. Basically, he wanted to have some extra credit. I thought for his presentation, I was really shy growing up. And I was thinking, I don't want my son to be the same way. So I helped him like with the boogers presentation. Nobody in his class did a presentation that year, just Lincoln. And then this year, everybody had to do a presentation. And so I'm sitting there thinking, how can we make it stand out? What if at the end it just says, YouTube.com/Lincoln Markham. And then at the end of his presentation, he can go, if you want to see my dad cutting these things in half, like how they came to be cut in half, you can go to my YouTube channel. And that was just for the point. As soon as he was done with that, he got the A. We're like, we killed it. And didn't think, it was kind of out of mind. And then about 11 months later, I looked on my YouTube site page, which we had our family videos from the past when we lived out of state. And
it was like Facebook, essentially. It was never a business. You had a job. Right. Which we'll get into in a little bit.
Yeah. And it was just some random videos that they were monetized. So we'd make like 25 cents a day. And then all of a sudden, one day, it shot up to like $4.16. It was like this random number that we were like, this is some money, like $4. We didn't even do anything. And it was all off of these four or five cutting things open videos. And we had five comments, which felt like a ton. And people were like, cut open a cricket ball. Why don't you cut open a hockey puck? And we're like, should we keep cutting things open? Like, is this a thing? Like, maybe if we cut open, I don't know, 30 different balls, different types of sports balls, then over time, like, you could make some money for college. This could be something. And he's like, yeah, let's do it.
That was a crazy idea at the time. I mean, right? Like, it sounds obvious now. Like, oh, we could make more videos and maybe you could, like, have some college cash.
Right.
That was a kind of a crazy idea then.
It was. And luckily, my wife had better foresight to the future than I did, because I was like, well, let's just call it, what should we call the channel? We should call it something that has to do with this instead of just Lincoln Markham. Nobody's going to know what that is. And so I'm like, well, we cut open sports balls. Let's call it What's Inside Balls. Which for obvious reasons is not the greatest. And Leslie was like, well, and you're also going to run out of balls to cut open. And then where are you going to go with your YouTube channel? She's like, what if it's just What's Inside? I'm like, well, what's inside? What else are we going to? She's like, just What's Inside? And I'm like, that sounds kind of weird, but that could work.
Wow.
So it's kind of how the name went. We went on to a page called, I think it was called Upwork. And I wanted a logo. And I'm like, this is the name of the YouTube channel. We cut things open. Here's the thing. a guy in Pakistan, paid him $20, and he made our logo that's this IN right here, that thing.
Still, it exists as the current logo.
Yeah, this metal picture we have in the background. It's like our What's Inside gray logo. That was $20 from some guy. I'm like, that looks really cool. I told him I like blue, I like white, I like gray. Yeah, to come up with something.
Amazing. Yeah. So what I'm hearing already so far is like two problems. You each had an individual problem that you were trying to solve. One is you had to get a good grade. And two, Dan, you wanted to set Lincoln up for a life that wasn't plagued with what you were plagued with, which was you didn't really enjoy or feel comfortable speaking in front of people.
Yeah.
And that was solving both of those problems. Neither of them were like, let's make a lot of money on YouTube. And I think that's what's so interesting about why I enjoy spending time with you two, is because it's never about like the goal. The goal is merely just to like learn something, right?
Yeah, learn something and have fun. And I think it's kept, obviously, like kept me grounded in a lot of ways to be with Lincoln, because there are really cool opportunities that could make a lot of money. And I remember our first ever big brand deal that we got offered, that we, well,
did you tell me about this one?
I didn't tell you about this one.
Oh, like, can you talk candidly? Can you say everything?
Yeah. So there was a,
tell us the details.
I'm trying to think of, okay. So it was something to do with Transformers.
You're like, it was Miller Lite. And no. Lincoln's not allowed to drink,
well, this is interesting, because this isn't even that bad of a thing, but this is skipping forward from us going from like 1,000 subscribers to 100,000 to 1,000,000. You know, we'd gain some followers.
Let's do the timeline. Okay,
let's do the timeline.
So we're in December.
Yeah.
2014.
We have $4 in revenue.
$4. You've basically bought a coffee off of YouTube.
So at this point, we're like, hey, let's do this. I think it was January of 2015. We're like, okay, let's make it a YouTube channel. I start researching, like, what do you do with a YouTube channel? How do you do this? What things help it get seen?
By the way, what is your internet speed at this time? Because I know you're an internet speed freak. I am too. I speed test wherever I am. I want to know.
I love that.
Speed at the time must have been like 8.
It wasn't great. And we weren't filming in 4K. It was like cell phone video, 720p.
This is iPhone 5 with the flat side, right, Lincoln? Mm-hmm. It's the all black screen with the metal edge. Tiny phone.
You don't even need a tripod. You just set it on a countertop and it's good. It's funny because when I'm cutting the baseball, or maybe it was the golf ball, the battery was getting low. And so I'd plugged it into the wall. And you see, as I'm cutting, the camera is just slowly moving from the shaking of the countertop. And I like reach over and move it. So bad. So we start making, on the weekend, we cut open like 4 or 5 different sports balls. And I edit them when I'm on the road for my day job.
You tell us about your day job?
Yeah, I was a pharmaceutical sales rep. I worked for Pfizer for a while.
Okay.
So I sold like the Lipitors and all these drugs, but then I sold Viagra for a few years. So kind of a random
thing.
Easy
to sell. Right?
It's a little hard.
Really? Is that a joke?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a joke. Yeah, no. Yeah, so that was...
So you're traveling all around the world. It's a pretty stressful job.
Yeah, and I had 8 states that I covered, so okay. I was on the road a lot. So I would just edit these videos randomly. They weren't good edits. I didn't know how to edit. I had like iMovie on my Mac. And then once a week, we learned that consistency was important. So once a week, I'd publish these videos, and then we'd film like one Saturday a month, maybe.
Now, but on some level, is part of this all as well, is part of the story as well, you know, Lincoln, you at this time, you're becoming second and third grade. Is this a way, Dan, for you to spend time with your only son as well?
For sure. And that's like cutting things open was interesting and he was learning things. But then once we started gaining some followers, like we gained 1,000 followers, celebrated, went out for frozen yogurt. It was good. We were pumped. The next week or two, we hit 2,000 subscribers and we were kind of taken back. Like, these are people. We were just imagining putting these videos out. People would watch them, but they wouldn't actually like care about us or comment. And it felt like a community.
Yeah. They wouldn't know your names. It was just more about the what's inside, not me and Lincoln.
So then we decided, you know, if we're going to do this, let's start making the videos where we insert our personality, because anybody can cut something open and it's going to run out pretty quick if everybody's just cutting things open. But if we can do something fun at the beginning, like a shot put ball, cut open a shot put ball, which is basically just metal. It's more about the adventure of cutting it in half. Can we do it? But we went to a track at the local high school and we like threw it off the bleachers to see what it would do to the grass. And we tried to see how far we could throw it on a football field. So it was like little things to try to make it more fun and interesting. And it was this fun adventure to learn about a shot put ball. I don't think he even knew what shot put was before we did the video. And then it was me looking like a dummy in my backyard cutting it open.
It took 3 days to film that video because we ran through three different saws trying to cut open the metal.
Whoa.
So that video took a long time to film.
What, Lincoln, I'm going to jump around here. You've learned a lot about a lot of things with this adventure with your father.
Yeah.
What have you learned about him the most, would you say?
He's gotten a lot better at cutting things open and using tools.
Burn.
Yeah.
No, but really, think about it. Like you've made hundreds and hundreds of videos together. You've explored all sorts of things. What do you know about him that you didn't know before?
Like I haven't really seen him like ever like work or like talk to people before. And by doing this and talking to so many different people, it really shows that like sales skills are very important and that he's great at talking to people. And that's something that I'm also trying to learn.
Yeah, in a sense, you guys are selling fascination. We talked about this a little bit the other day. Like by watching you guys do something, you're basically saying to me, like, you know, you should be interested in this too. And it's the great thing is that you're not actually selling anything. You're just entertaining people for free, which is really, I constantly come back to this thought about YouTube being this incredible, obviously you know much more about YouTube than I do, but it's this incredible tool for both education and entertainment. It reminds me a lot of Highlights Magazine, which I'm sure you must take as an inspiration, Dan. Yeah. You don't know about it, Lincoln, do you?
No. So yeah, I mean, there's I feel like for us, there's a fine line between like education and entertainment. We want to make sure there's a lot of content on YouTube that's just mindless, and I take a lot of pride in, first of all, like, hopefully teaching my son something, but teaching other people in the videos and having parents come to me and saying, I love that. Yours is one of the only channels I just let my kids go on there and just let them watch without me there. And that makes me feel good because there is a lot of stuff on there that's pretty mindless.
Yeah.
And so we try to have some education in like every one of the videos at some part. But I've watched the analytics over the years, and I saw when I go too deep into the science, all of a sudden the people start dropping off.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right, let's have a few interesting key points. And I'm going to try to work it in naturally, and they're going to be learning in a way they don't know that they're there to learn. It's just kind of like they're entertained and learning at the same time. So I think we do a decent job of doing that. But
you do. Yeah. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're thinking 17 minutes in, I haven't heard the word golf once, don't worry. We're going to get into golf. It's a big part of the story. It's why I'm here. I'm not sure how much we're going to talk about this incredible adventure that we had yesterday where... But Lincoln, what did we do? Just real brief. What's the one line? What's the YouTube title for yesterday?
Random 18.
Does that make sense? Can you imagine what happened yesterday if you're listening?
I don't know. It's a little bit tricky.
I like that they can't.
Yeah, it's great.
Six courses, 18 holes.
12 hours.
12 hours. You do the math.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded really cool. I mean, it was amazing, but kind of the idea was... There, we live in a great golf community. There's a lot of courses. A lot of people travel from around the world to come to Southern Utah and golf. And so when you were here for a short amount of time, I'm like, I wish he could see some of the best of some of the courses instead of just playing one course or two courses, play 36 holes, which sounds a little tiring in a
daunting day.
Let's just take the best from all around town. Our favorite holes. It ended up being like six golf courses. And we're like, yeah, let's go play. See if we can just play 18 holes, par 72, our own scorecard. It sounds easy, right? And then 12 hours later, it was fun. It was long and fun.
It was way harder than I thought it was going to be. For some reason, I figured 18 holes, no big deal. Lincoln, you had a great day. It was basically you and I that played. We
yeah.
filmed some videos for the Random Golf Club Films channel. If you're going to watch those videos, you're going to say, well, why didn't I see more of Lincoln playing? Well, it's merely be bandwidth. There was only one. We should have seen more of you playing because you played a lot better. You had a great day.
Yeah.
It was
really fun. It was great. I played one of the best rounds I've ever had. So if it was like score based and not all these different courses, I would shot one over, which is great.
So are you, Dan, we have the scorecard here. I think we were actually confused about some of the scores on some of the holes. And without, obviously, those of you listening who haven't been to St. George and don't know the third hole at Red Bluff, we're going to spare you from the detail. Red Hills.
Yeah.
We were wondering, this question mark here, what did you have on that hole? Was that...
Red Hills, the par four? I bogeyed that one.
That was a bogey.
Was it a double or a bogey?
It was a bogey.
Yeah, so look through your score here. Just count up everything in relation to par? Because you know it's 72, so that's one under, that's two under, that's one under, it's even, even on the front.
That is even.
Then we've got one under, then we've got even, the one under, then we've got one over, and then you birdied the 17th hole, right? The
par five. I did.
So that's even.
Is that even? It might have been even. I need to add this up in my head another time, but
yeah, I think you
do. It might be even.
Dan and I were in here this morning with calculators. We were communicating with NASA. I was like, I think he actually did better than he thought he did, which was already the best you've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Like two overs my best.
Right Dan, now. What do you have to say?
You just shot even par on an 18 hole that's 6,500 yards. Yeah. First time in your life shooting even par, and it's with Eric Anders Lang. And it's on six different golf courses. But it is legitimate. Like, I feel like it's a legit, you're not going to enter it for your handicap or anything, but that's amazing.
I've never shot
even par in my life.
Me neither. So real quick, those of you listening, Lincoln, what's your middle name?
Daniel.
Lincoln Daniel Markham, 14 years old, birthday is?
January 3rd.
January 3rd, 2006?
Yep.
Wow. January 3rd, 2006. You play off of a handicap now, 10, 9?
Probably around 10 or 9, yeah.
Play at your school, competitive, love golf.
Yeah.
Lefty. You hit the ball well. You got a great athletic swing. What's your height right now?
What's my height?
Yeah, what are you, 6 foot, 5'11", 5'6", 1?
5'10".
5'10". You look taller. That's a great thing. It'd be worse if you were 6'2", and you look 5'11". And you play a lot of golf.
Yeah.
And all of us listening, all the people listening to this podcast know the feeling of shooting your personal best. Is this really that different? You played 18 holes, par 72, 6,600 yards. Yes, it was six different courses, but there was 10 par fours, four par fives, four par threes. You shot even par.
It was different. It did not feel like I played 18 holes yesterday, though, because we were running around in courses, sometimes taking an hour and a half between shots, between holes. So, I mean, yeah, I guess that you can say it was even par. It was at a good yardage course, this par 72.
I would almost say it was harder. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think that we did pick a good amount of holes because we liked them because they were harder.
We picked hard holes, especially towards the end. I mean, by the way, those of you listening, the last four holes are, you'll see the YouTube video when it comes out, but I mean, they're like lined with lava rock that like hurts to look at, not just to hit the ball into.
Yeah.
And you did lose one ball, but you still played those four in one over.
Yeah, I topped it.
Yeah, you cold topped it. And I was like, Link's gone. Link's out. He's leaving. I knew you were on a score. And I was like, oh no, because you parred. By the way, also, how far do you hit your drive?
About 260 to 275, I'd say.
So the 15th hole, our first hole at Entrada, 230-yard par three. How often are the par threes you play over 200 yards?
Over like 210, very rare.
Yeah, I mean, you parred that hole.
Somehow.
You got up and down.
Yeah.
Also, it was on a new green that you had not putted on yet.
That was one of the difficulties of playing on these different courses,
too. Yeah, six different greens.
All the greens, like different fairways and stuff like that.
I challenge anybody else to go out there and shoot their personal best, 105 degrees. We're filming the whole time.
Yeah.
Six different green types, six different bunker types, varying length. I mean, just madness. And then even still, you know, the 16th hole, put one OB, you make your par, and you got a pretty good up and down for par on that hole.
Yeah, I did. It was great.
You sank like a 12-footer for par, right?
Yep.
Also amazing. And it was also not an easy putt because it was going off into infinity. Like if it had been 6 inches long, it was on the other side of the green.
Yeah, there were some tough greens today. I mean, yesterday. Yeah.
Real tough out there.
It was great.
Real tough. What? I mean, I'm just so fascinated by this. Dan, you were watching it all. What do you say?
I feel like the mental game, and I feel like your followers, like I watch your YouTube videos and listen to some of your podcasts, and I feel like you are really good about having just a good vibe. That's what some of my friends that have messaged me when they saw our Instagram stories that we're together, like, is he really as chill in person as he is on the social media? I'm like, yeah, he's great.
Verification check.
And so there's a few things, like mentally, the mental game was strong with Lincoln yesterday. And that's such an important and often less worked on side of golf, is the mental side of it. And so just being, having fun, being relaxed with you helped. And then also, there may be maybe something to this, maybe not, but I feel like the gap in between playing, even when you play 18 holes, there's, you said it, I think, out there on the course, there's no timeouts in golf. There's no, like, I need a breather. I'm going to take give me 30 minutes. There's none of that. And so you're continuing after a bad hole. Within minutes, you're back on the tee box. It's kind of hard to push that out of your mind sometimes about what just happened. But one time we went to Starbucks for and got some drinks in between.
We had like 5 meals throughout the course of 18 holes. I mean, I'm pretty sure we ate more food than I've ever had. It was great. We had breakfast. Yeah, we did a bunch of things. Yeah. Didn't we? We were going to go to Best Buy at one point.
We were going to go to Best Buy.
We were going
to
go buy some gear.
After like the third hole. And it was natural. It wasn't like we're leaving to go somewhere. So there's something to that too, like mentally. And he was excited about the holes. He knows them. They're some of the hardest holes. It was super relatable. There was one hole that Eric got, I think, a double bogey. It got an 8 on a par 4.
Oh, gosh.
At Green Springs. And
which I think is the hardest hole I've ever played.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's so hard.
That's the final hole we played at Green Springs. The layup with an iron onto a lily pad and then mid iron into a lily pad green. Right. Surrounded by water on all sides. I mean, this is harder than Sawgrass. It's harder than Sawgrass's. Not even, it's easier than the 18th. It's harder than the 18th at Sawgrass. It's probably more like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, first time I played that course, that's on the back nine. It's the 11th hole. And we played the back nine, played the 10th hole. I'm like, this isn't too bad. This is a cool course. There's a lot more trees, a lot more water than most St. George courses. Then we get to 11. I think I lost 3 balls off the tee. And I'm like, I don't know that I want to come back to this course.
Yeah.
And after you finished it, you hold it in. You said so many of the things that I thought the very first time I played there. And that's the great thing about golf. Like, even though there's Lincoln, on the other hand, he birdied that hole for his first time ever when
yesterday.
We were together. So
yeah, you hit 3 wood, 8 iron.
Yeah, no, 7 iron. 7
3
iron.
Wood, 7 iron. And folks, I mean, this is a 410-yard hole, maybe.
It's pretty deep. Yeah.
And it's just and the edge of the fairway has these big mounds that will kick. If you don't hit it on the inside of the mound, it's going into the marsh on the left. So, you know, you've got the basically the 20 feet on the edge of the fairway is no good. And I don't. Yeah, that was a hard hole. That hole definitely made me sort of say things into the camera that I were just like, wow. Being golf is very hard, and if you have the ability to observe yourself experiencing the difficulty of it, it's really entertaining.
Yeah,
but you have to be able to sit outside yourself and say, Eric's pretty upset right now, and just laugh about the quadruple bogey that no one cares. No one cares. No one even cares that you shot your personal best.
Yeah.
That's the irony of it.
Yeah.
No one cares that you shot even par, because there's someone listening who's like, I could shoot 5 under, or there's someone listening that's like, I'm just trying to break 90. That's the interesting thing about, it's all just our own prescription that we write. What did you learn anything yesterday about your own game, Lincoln?
I need to take more breaks in between holes and think it and just erase my memory from the other ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. Just relaxing more and eating more food.
Eating more food, getting more water.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can make you a great like diet culinary situation. Raisins, peanuts. Yeah. You got to eat healthy food.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, it is.
Dan, what did you learn yesterday about Lincoln's game?
It's been a journey. Like, even for him golfing, when he was, I'm not going to go on forever about it, but when he was a year and a half
years old,
we gave him these little clubs and little plastic Nerf clubs, and he'd hit this golf ball, styrofoam ball in the house. We'd go to the range, and I'm right-handed, and he would watch me at the range, and he'd line up on the other side and hit left-handed and just kind of mirror me. He broke his ankle right before golf season, almost the same time our YouTube channel started. He worked all winter. Golf season's coming. Playing basketball in his last basketball tournament, breaks his ankle, can't play the whole summer, and then YouTube exploded. While YouTube exploded, his golf game, all summers were taken up with us traveling, and he didn't golf. And so it was like a 3 or 4 year break where he didn't golf. And now we moved down here to Southern Utah, and part of like I felt a little guilty. Like, we've had this success on YouTube. He's got to learn a ton of things. But at the end of the day, I want him to be a normal kid and be able to have normal experiences, go to public school and learn who do you sit next to, who do you talk to, how do you interact with people. And golf was something that we kind of went on the wayside. So it's been, you said it yourself, you're like, golf is hard. I think every golfer says that at one point in their round. This summer has been interesting. He was shooting 16, 17 over most of the summer. And then the last few weeks, he's been shooting 7 over, 6 over, 5 over. And then now to see it yesterday, I mean, he's been putting in practice on his own. I think it's getting to the point where as a father, I would love to help him all the time and be there, watch every shot, coach him. And now I'm definitely to that point with him being 14 years old where there's no coaching for me that needs to happen. It's probably detrimental to his game because inside he wants to work hard on his own, go out with his friends and play and practice. And I just need to be there to be a cheerleader and be happy with his game, whether it's good shots or bad shots. I'm proud of the other day he had a round where in a tournament for high school where he made 15 pars in one round. And then he had a few double bogeys that brought it down to like 7 over and he was out of the top 13. But I was so proud for those 15 pars. So I feel like we've turned a corner and it's something to where he's definitely better than I am, but it's a proud moment where it's just like, you know, he has something that he loves that's hard and he's working well with it. There's no, you would think with somebody that's a YouTube celebrity that could have whatever success they want. He's played basketball with Kevin Durant. He's played in a golf tournament against Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. But with golf, there's no like silver spoon that says, here you go. Yes, there's opportunities to practice that we have that other people maybe don't have, but you got to put in the work. And I feel like he's done it. So he's going to have bad rounds still, but I don't know. I'm just proud of the progress and the journey that it's been over the last, I don't know, since he's a year and a half.
All right, hitting you up at the ad break here. I got a couple to run through. Jones Golf Bags, y'all, made in Portland. These bags are, they go back to the 70s. You're going to recognize these if you're older, and if you're not, you're going to be like, those look retro. They're awesome. Well, they are awesome, and they're also wonderfully priced. They also have some random golf club bags. We are getting a new bag up and running, so check back on the website for that. We're currently sold out of all the current bags that we have through Jones. But stay tuned. You can sign up for the mailing list at randomgolfclub.com or head over to Jones Golf Bags. Follow them on Instagram, Jones_sports_co. They make the best bags in the biz. They've got dual straps, single straps. They probably have a triple strap. They've got stand bags. One of the best is I like the original bag. I like the player series. I also like the Ranger or the Rover, one of the two. Either way, I love that bag. And I love the guys that make up Jones. Very proud to welcome a new sponsor to the Random Golf Club universe. That's Whoop. You may have seen me wearing a, quote, watch on my right wrist. That's not a watch. It's a Whoop strap, Whoop. And they're offering a discount. I don't quite know what it is. It could be 15%. I don't know. It could be more if you use the code EAL. And my experience with this wonderful device, this wearable technology, is that it helps me get better sleep. It helps me understand the strain that I'm going through throughout the day, whether I'm, you know, on the bike, it connects to my Peloton, or whether I'm just walking 18 holes of golf, which, by the way, actually is pretty strenuous. I didn't really realize that's why I need a nap in the middle of the day, folks, if I play a 6 a.m. round. But definitely go check it out. You probably heard the news that they gave one out to every PGA Tour player because it actually has been proven to help identify, subtle, I guess, biometric changes in your body that could lead to early detection of COVID. So, you know, a lot of reasons to try this thing. A lot of athletes have been loving it, obviously, Rory and Justin Thomas. So check that out. All right, folks, features. Here's the story. FEETURES. Want to get that out of the way, folks. It's not feature films. It's not, I don't know what else it would be, but it's features. Anyway, here's the deal with the features. I put them on my feet, and I feel pretty much faster. I've done nothing. I've changed nothing. I've actually just put on a pair of socks, and somehow I have obtained higher levels of speed. Anyway, it can make a huge difference. Runners obviously are psycho about sock choices, or so I've been told. I hear it. I hear it in the locker rooms. I hear it around runners and their socks. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, it's like a golfer's grip, right? This is a feature's feet. Boom, Whoa, that just happened. Anyway, these socks keep your feet cool, dry, and blister-free while providing a custom-like fit that won't bunch or slip during the backswing. God, I mean, you know what? That's the last thing I need is something else to blame my bad shot on. Anyway, they've engineered a stock with targeted a sock, not a stock. It's not an IPO. Targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance. I do, I actually wear my features on special occasions. I'm kind of like a, I put the features on for like a night out. You know, I'm like, what? anyway, I do love them. I do love the way they snuggle my friggles feet. Anyway, you're going to get $10 off your first pair when you use the code Eric, E-R-I-K, at features.com. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com. Promo code Eric for $10 off your first pair. That pair will be guaranteed for life. Guaranteed for life. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no cues aid. No questions asked, FYI. Features is a proudly family-owned business down there in North Carolina. We all know that. That's old news. But anyway, check out Hugh and his sons Joe and John to and they're working on their mission to create products to help you achieve your personal best, primarily focused on your feet. I was about to say something about and your 10 toes, but you know, honestly, then I was like, maybe you don't have 10 toes. And I was like, I don't want to make anyone feel bad if they only have 9, or maybe you've got 11. This one goes to 11. Anyway, features.com, promo code Eric. Get your socks. If you don't like them, honestly, that's on you, because they're saying they'll give you as much as you need to like them. And the truth is, I honestly don't know how you wouldn't like these socks. Like I said, I've put them on. I don't see there's a world where you're like, this is not the perfect sock. So, you know, hey, prove me wrong. All right, folks, VPN, Visible Party Node. Or what? Hang on. What is a VPN, actually? Virtual Private Network. Raise your hands if you knew that. Anyway, there's tons of virtual private networks out there. You've probably heard of a couple of them, and some of you have even used a VPN before. I feel like I have when I was in another country and I wanted to watch some golf, right, Snowball? Anyway, I like to do my research on my sponsors, and I only recommend brands to those to my listeners that I believe in. That's a mouthful. Anyway, I can say with full confidence that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market, and here's why. 4 bullet points, folks. First one. ExpressVPN doesn't log your data. Lots of really cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to ad companies. And honestly, I say F that. Don't sell my data. Don't sell anything. Sell me a good product. That's what I will buy. Anyway, they developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes it impossible for their servers to log any of your info. Second is speed. I've tried lots of VPNs in the past. Many slow your connection down or make your device sluggish. And folks, we all know what being sluggish. Sluggish is 13th hole, 5 bogeys in a row. This is not what that is. This is 2 birdies on the 3rd hole. You get open with a strong start. Anyway, the last thing that really sets ExpressVPN apart from other VPNs is how easy it is to use. Unlike other VPNs, you don't have to input or program anything. You just fire up the app and click one button to connect. Sounds like like Postmates or something, you know, like just fire up a button, or Uber. This is like Uber for VPN. They're gonna hate that I said that. Anyway, this is not just me saying this. Wired, Verge, CNET, and many other tech experts rate ExpressVPN as the number one VPN in the world. So anyway, to protect yourself with the VPN that I use and trust, use my link, expressvpn.com/Eric. That's E-R-I-K. Today and get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. 3 months. Dang, that's enough time to what? What can you do in 3 months? You could probably save 2 strokes off your handicap. Anyway, that's expressvpn.com/Eric, E-R-I-K. Visit expressvpn.com/Eric to get what they have to offer. 3 months free. All right, folks. Small businesses have unique needs. And by that, I mean a sandals policy, some type of flip-flop policy. No, I'm talking about LinkedIn. Despite the current uncertainty, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. Snowball, I'm looking at you. He's fast asleep. I mean, did someone drug him? I'm speaking pretty loudly. Anyway, when your business is ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can what? Go for a walk. No, find the right person quickly. Hosts, please do. This is written to me, not to say to you. Anyway, shoot, I should have read this earlier. But anyway, we're good. LinkedIn helps me find the right candidate for the right job. And it's got an active community of professionals with more than 690 million members worldwide. That's almost 690 million. How many people live on Earth? That's a lot of people, man. That's like, how many, do you guys know how many people live on Earth? It's got to be like five, is it more than 5 billion? Hey Siri, how many people live on planet Earth? This?
In 2018, the population 8 billion. Of Earth was 7.655 billion.
7.5 billion. So that means that 10% of the world is on LinkedIn. That's madness. Okay, we screen candidates with the hard and soft skills that you're looking for. I didn't realize that jobs have both hard and soft skills. I got a lot to learn. For a guy who dropped out of high school, it's strange that I'm reading some copy on a, what do you call this thing? Anyway, put your job in front of a post of qualified members every day so that it's seen by people looking for jobs like yours. Truth is, I have used LinkedIn to find people to hire them. So Respect RGC uses LinkedIn, Snowball. That's how LinkedIn jobs can help you find the right person faster. So look at this, folks. When your business is ready to make that next hire, and I'm not talking about a taxi, find the right person with LinkedIn jobs. You can pay what you want. Wait, how is that possible? And get the first $50 off. How do you pay what you want? Anyway, go to linkedin.com/Eric. Again, that's linkedin.com/Eric. And get $50 off your first job post. And I don't understand. It says you can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Terms and conditions apply, folks. Have a sayonara. TaylorMade, folks. TaylorMade is a family and it's a team. They've been so generous with their staff players for the Ace Cam videos for us. And obviously, the Sim Driver has changed my life. I can drive the ball 7,000 yards. And it hits me in the butt. It goes so far. But definitely check out all of the things from TaylorMade. I love those guys. Vice. It's a golf ball. It's got style. It's got class. But even more importantly, it performs as good as the top performing balls for half the price. So check out the Vice commercials. You may have seen those. I don't know if you have. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. We've got a random golf club ball coming out very soon. They're on a truck. I think there's so many balls that they're bringing them in. I don't even know how they bring them in. They're probably not on a plane because it would weigh the plane down. I don't even know. Check up randomgolfclub.com for the Vice balls coming up. Precision Pro. Also big news for Precision Pro coming soon. You've heard me talk about it. I think I can definitively say we're going to be launching this in the middle of August. The Random Golf Club Precision Pro Rangefinder comes with free battery replacement for life. It's got a magnet on it. We're going to get the NX9 with the RGC branding. And then all of the other rangefinders they make are wonderful. It's a wonderful family operation up there in Cincinnati. Great crew. And then we have standby. All right. Now I realize why I was stumbling is because I didn't have what I needed to have to tell you about Keeps, folks. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. That's the key. They didn't underline that, but I'm underlining it for you. Get treated from home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months so you can say goodbye to the pharmacy checkout lines, not fun during COVID, and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Quite possible. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see results, so it's important to act fast. Literally, press pause and get this. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. You're not even saving money, you're saving hairs. We're splitting hairs here, folks. Okay, sorry, no, stop. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men. Trust, that's an army. That's an army, folks. 100,000 hairy men, by the way. They're hairy, for sure. Keeps keeps Snowball. Snowball, you have enough hair. Relax. He's hypoallergenic, so he doesn't even lose it. It's like, come on, man. It's an embarrassment of riches over there, Snowball. It's all white, I know, but you were born with white hair. Okay, moving on. Keeps their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments starts at just $10 per month. Plus, $10 a month? That's a good deal. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. Required talking points. This is written in red. Use your talking points, what? To guide the narrative, but to put it in your own words. Whoops, too late for that. okay, I think we're good. Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Anders. That's my name, folks. That's how you get a discount. If you're ready to take action, and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/Anders to receive your first month of treatment free. That's $10 off, y'all. If you do it for a year, that's 8%. Quick math. KEEPS.com/Anders. We do keep customer before and after photos. That's cool. There's our online. You can go look at customer before and after photos. Keeps.com. KEEPS.com/Anders. Bunch of other stuff that they told me not to do. Pretty sure I didn't do it. Anyway, much love to y'all. Check out Keeps.com and check out all of our other partners that support RandomGolfClub.com and go to RandomGolfClub.com to check out stories, merch, community, and more. Membership coming soon. Bye. You know, I think I'm kind of curious to know, what is it like? I want to hear from both of your perspectives. You know, I think I'm a big believer in the idea that, you know, we go through life somewhat subject to the random, you know, rails that our life is on, right? Like, we don't necessarily have a choice about a lot of things. But then at the same time, we do have a choice as to what problems we want to solve on a daily basis. You know, like, what are we fascinated by? And I'm curious to know how, you know, we've heard a little bit about your story and how you ended up here, but I'm kind of curious to know, between the two of you, I think it's kind of interesting, right? It's very rare. It's in fact, I would say, do you know of anyone else who has a situation that's even similar remotely to your situation between the two of you?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, there's some family YouTubers that do things, but no, it's a unique thing where it's just the father-son didn't plan this.
Yeah, totally unplanned. What do you have to say, Lincoln? I mean, you know, your dad mentioned that he, just before we went to the break, he said, I want you to have a normal childhood. Do you? Are you normal?
Yeah. I go to school. I go golfing. Hang out with some of my friends. It doesn't feel like at all like I really have like a YouTube channel some days.
No one cares.
It's like, yeah, I don't really do much with it some days. I do film every now and then, some videos. But yeah, I feel normal for the most part.
But people come up to you and they're like, oh my gosh, you're Lincoln.
Yeah, especially because we moved here from Salt Lake. And for the first like 6 months of school, it was weird because there was like every day there was like four kids. And I like walked down the hallway and I'm like, there's a What's Inside kid. That's what I hear. And that felt weird.
Was it, I'm hoping it was positive?
Yeah. It was positive. But it was just like, it was odd because the school that I went to before was a school that started the project, the YouTube channel, and I was with all those kids before and till the time I moved out. So I didn't go to a different school, and then I just came here, and everybody knew me. I did not know anybody.
They knew you as Lincoln.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a little bit odd. But yeah, I do feel normal.
Right. When you travel, is it the same?
Every now and then, yeah, we do get people who like recognize us, and I'm used to that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you just like, what is going on? I mean, can you fathom?
It is weird.
It must be hard to fathom the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, if you are, excuse me, if you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, you probably know, we're talking average view count per video from you guys is 10 million, 20 million, 30 million.
I wouldn't say average, but we have over a billion views. That's a mind blowing number. Like
billion.
A billion views. The time, the lifetime spent, if you add up all of those, is outrageous to see. So yeah, the numbers are
not minutes watched, views. I mean, you've probably got, I can't get into the numbers like that.
Yeah.
We actually, while we were at dinner last night, we tried to understand the difference between a million and a billion. And what did we say? A million is
11 days, and then a billion is a billion seconds is 31 years.
A billion seconds is 31 years.
And a million seconds is 11 days.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is a huge difference.
Massive.
How do you comprehend that?
It's massive. Like the amount of people who have watched, that's mind blowing. Like I go to like before this whole strange thing that's happening right now, like we go to football games.
You're talking about COVID.
Yeah, before COVID. And it's like you go to like football games and you look inside these massive stadiums. There's like 50,000 people there.
Tiny.
And then you look at like the numbers sometimes and it's like triple that.
How about every stadium in the world watching you open up a rattlesnake rattle?
So weird. So weird.
That was the first one.
That
the rattlesnake rattle.
That was one of the first like really big ones that just absolutely blew up.
And while you were shooting it, were you and your dad, were you like, this is going to be something?
No. So we were trying to publish every week. Every Saturday, and it was like Friday night, and we didn't have a video. So we were like, we went to like Arizona.
Well, we had already gone to Arizona on a trip, and while we're there, I'm like, they have rattlesnakes here. Let's just film like a little thing. Let's go to the zoo, first of all, for fun. And then, you know, let's bring that rattlesnake rattle, that tail. I didn't think it was that interesting because there was no balls inside of the rattle that make it do anything. Turns out that was part of the interesting thing. But anyway, so we just filmed like a little intro, like, hey, we're at the Phoenix Zoo, and there's a rattlesnake rattle. And then we just held on. We just had that footage for like 6 months. And we have a bunch of videos that we could potentially just go out and do because we wanted to stay consistent. And so, yeah, it was that. Then it was that night. And we're like, we already filmed an intro. What can we do fast? Let's just go on the dining room table and cut open the rattlesnake tail. And then I'll edit it tonight, put it together, throw it up. It's not going to be a great video, but then, oh, well, we'll do another one the next week.
It's not going to be a great video, but.
Yeah. So we published that video, and within a couple of days, they had this trending type thing where you could see the different states with the most watched videos in the state, and it all was turning into rattlesnake rattle. And then within the first week, it got 42 million views in 1 week, and it was everywhere, all over every social media platform. Everybody's talking about it. People are writing articles. I'm sure Reddit picked it up. I didn't know what Reddit was at the time, but it was just... I think it was number one on Reddit. My brother told me, because he's like, this is crazy. So yeah, it turned out that video was they did a ranking at the end of the year. YouTube put it out. They did all these metrics based off of not just how many views a video got, but how many mentions across other platforms, how much media wrote about a certain thing, and what was it talked about. And they listed, these are the top 10 most viral videos of 2015, 16. 16 maybe. And ours was, the rattlesnake rattle was the third most viral. So it was like Adele carpool karaoke with James Corden. And then that Pen Pineapple Apple Pen song, which is like this random weird song that everybody saw. And then it was us at number three. And I'm like, how is this a thing? But one of the things I liked is that a lot of people picked up that article because YouTube pushed it out. But one of them was GQ did a thing online and it said, finally, out of these 10 videos, finally something that's worthy of being in the top 10 of a viral video. It has a nice, it was so nice. It was like a father with his son creating memories and also an education to it. It was like the nicest write-up of all of them. It's like, this video is worthy of being in the top 10 out of all of these. And I'm like, okay. I printed it out. I'm like, this is the only time I'll ever be in GQ, for sure. So I'm just going to relish this moment for a minute. But yeah, that's one of those things that you don't know the internet. Some of your videos you think are going to do incredible, and then they do really bad. And then some of them you think, and I could, to be fair, I could be one of those guys that's like, this is why it went viral, and I can list the things because I know the things why. Now, in hindsight, and I could pretend like I claimed like I knew that from before, but I didn't. I didn't know.
What was it? Why did it go viral?
The thumbnail was amazing. On the table, you just see the tail. You don't see that it's... You think it's the whole snake, like I'm holding a snake. I've got a razor blade that's about to cut into the tail. If that was a live snake, it's going to bite you. It seems dangerous. Most people don't see rattlesnakes in their lifetime unless you live in the Southwest, and even then, you don't see it.
Yeah.
And then also... It's a question of curiosity, like what is inside of there? And then the payoff, like the ultimate payoff, was there's nothing inside of there. It's just like if you took cereal bowls, say you took six cereal bowls, these snakes grow these buttons, they call them, as they get older. And they, if you take six cereal bowls and put them on top of each other and shake them, they make a noise. That's kind of like what the buttons are like. But they shake it hundreds of times a second. And that makes the noise. So people are like, huh, I learned something today. And like they wanted to share that knowledge with somebody else. And it just became this like, okay, curiosity. I was scared. I was intrigued. I learned something. And huh, that was a good payoff. I walked away better because of this.
did you invent the hashtag TIL?
No, I didn't. But that, yes.
Close.
Yeah.
You pay it off, though.
we definitely have some things that have been on the Today I Learned on Reddit.
Dan, you just turned 40. Mm-hmm. There's a generation gap. There might be two generation gaps between you and your co-star, your co-host.
Yeah.
How do you... You know, like, are you an old guy? Are you not?
If I'm an old guy, I am such a nerdy old guy. even the idea to go play 18 holes yesterday, like those kind of things make me excited. I want to do some dumb things. Like we're going to do a video with the Statue of Liberty at some point in the next month once New York opens up to Utah residents visiting. And we can do it right now, but I'm trying to get approval from the government to be able to climb up the 42-foot ladder that's in the arm of the Statue of Liberty, because I want to start the video standing out by the torch on the top out there. It's a scary thing, but that's kind of what I want to do. It sounds fun. A lot of people are like, maybe I wouldn't want to do that, but
break down your job in percentages of activity of tasks, right? What of the 100% of things that make up Dan's job, which is very confusing, I'm sure. Maybe even for you. What are the seven things that are divided up?
I mean, most people see the video and I love when people think, you probably get this all the time. You publish Abandoned Dunes video that you filmed.
You're there right now.
A month before, they're like, hey, I live there. Can I come see you?
I'm there.
So
you're like, yeah. No, dude. That was a year ago.
Sometimes the filming, the posting of the video is easy, but the filming is sometimes easier than the behind the scenes. So I spend a lot of my time with we do have a few employees, and we'll work on coming up with ideas that are fun that we want to do, and then managing the many different social media platforms. You have YouTube, you have podcasts, you have everything. Same thing. We're on TikTok now. I'm a 40-year-old guy that has 1.7 million followers on TikTok, which is kind of weird.
What's your take on that, Lincoln? Awesome?
It's great. Yeah. I mean,
are you on TikTok?
No. Why not? I don't. I don't know. He doesn't even have it on his phone.
So it's someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Someone in China.
Entirely. No.
It's not. It's, I know. It's our guy Hunter. I know. I'm looking at him right now. But okay, yeah. So keep going.
And then managing working with companies, like we're not a big team, but it really is. I always wanted to be like an entrepreneur and do a business thing, but then I ended up selling drugs for a pharmaceutical company.
I love when you say that, because it's jarring to hear that phrase. And I'm like, Dan's not a drug dealer.
Legally selling drugs. Legal drugs. Might have had a trunk full of Viagra, but it's legal. It was all legal. But it really is running a business. You are running a million-dollar business or whatever you call it. And there's a lot of things that come with that. And working with companies, choosing which companies to work with, how to work in the talking points into certain brand videos.
Explain for anyone out there who doesn't know what you and I know about when you say working with companies. Can you offer an example?
Like, for example, there's a lot of brands we could say. But
your favorite. Whatever. Yeah, like, most recent.
Like one of them we're doing with is like LG Electronics.
Okay.
Right now, usually they have an electronics show like at CES, or there's, I think it's called IFA out in Germany, and they always put on a show and have everybody come and look at the stuff. Well, this year they can't go to shows. And so
no show.
They reach out to us and say, hey, we still want to work with you guys. We've done some things in the past with the TVs and with appliances. I've gone to the CES and actually walked through their booth and highlighted it in a video. It's like, what can we do? Well, they are shipping us some of the appliances. We're going to put them in a family member's house, and I'm going to show that and push people to go and check out their videos from this conference kind of thing. Right. But we need to figure out a way with any working with a company. Some companies have an idea of like, make a commercial for me. And we have to balance out. We need to make something that people want to watch that's authentic to us, that's fun, that's not a commercial, but kind of it will. If it naturally fits in, we can do it. Back to that story earlier that you said, the deal that we didn't want to do, the week that we published the Rattlesnake Rattle, that video that has 90 million views, we put us on the map, 42 million views in a week. We were in St. George on vacation with the family, and we lived up in Salt Lake at the time. We're driving back. I remember this. It's raining. I get an email from a company that we'd just done our first ever brand deal with. It was a good amount of money with Bill and Melinda Gates. They sent us an email. You guys did such a great job on that. We're working with like basically Transformers, and we have this product that it's like a car and it transforms into this guy. And can you guys show it? It's like what's inside is a guy. And at the time, we only cut things open. That's it. We cut stuff open. But it was a significant amount of money. Like it was a lot. I'd like something like, it was like $40,000 or something. And I'm like sitting there driving going,
this is year one still.
This is pretty right. Like year one of actually having some followers.
Right.
And I'm like, Lincoln, this is more money. This is almost like, feel like it was more than almost half my salary for the year.
You still have a day job. This is that.
Yeah.
You're still on the road all the time, editing videos. Lincoln's in school. And you're like, I guess we have a YouTube channel, kind of, but I still have a job.
Yeah, that's 4 months of me, 5 months of me grinding as a pharmaceutical sales rep. And all we have to do is show this toy in a video. It sounds pretty easy. Lincoln reads it, and we'd be compromising what we do, where Ooh. We're not cutting it open, but we're kind of showing, and it's good money. And I'm like, I'm leaning toward, we can make it work.
Sounds kind of nice. Yeah, you are. Yeah,
so
you are.
I give the phone back to Lincoln, and I'm like, well, check this out. Check out the toy, and check out this thing. He reads it, and he's like, Nope, Dad, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's not what we do. We can't do it. And I'm like, I mean, it is a good amount of money. And he's like, no, that our viewers would hate it. They would hate it. I'm like, okay. So I was still driving and I typed in, thank you for thinking of us, but I don't think it's going to work. So we're not going to open. I'm just like, I can't believe this happened. That was on a Wednesday. By Friday was the night that we're like, we don't have a video. Let's do Rattlesnake Rattle. We put that out. It's our most viral video ever. If we would have listened to Lincoln, there's a chance that we don't do Rattlesnake Rattle that weekend. And maybe we put it out a month later or 2 months later, the Rattlesnake Rattle, and it doesn't take off as much.
More of like a prepared video, not just sitting there on the dining room table, just like cutting it open.
This story is hard to hear. Because I could imagine how difficult it would be for both of you to be on either side of this problem. I mean, Dan's like, but what's your job, Lincoln? I mean, how much money have you brought into the household, right? I mean, that's what I would be saying if you were my kid. I'd be like, yeah, why don't you go mow $40,000 worth of lawns and then come tell me not to make this video?
Yeah.
How did you know, though?
It's a toy. We're not cutting anything open. It just seemed like a little bit off. Like, we've just been doing, like, nature stuff, like a wasp nest, Stretch Armstrong, a bowling ball, stuff like that. And it was like, this does not fit in with what we've been doing lately.
Clearly an ad.
I think they specifically said you can't destroy the product or take it apart. Oh. I'm like, but you can transform it. It transforms. There's something inside of it.
That's no fun.
And he's just like, nope, Dad, nope, not doing it.
You guys are experts at destroying stuff. My favorite, by the way, is the safe. When you tried to do the safe recently.
Oh,
like that was hard. That was stressful.
We've had a couple. We did the first safe that we ever did, man. The company did reach out to us of the first one we did and said, hey,
don't do that.
You need to take this down. This is dangerous that you're showing people how to break into safes. And I'm like,
you're like, oh yeah, there's a price to take it down. I'm no like, problem.
But I'm like, well, it's actually kind of dangerous that the safe is so easy that two dummies can get into it in 3 minutes. So
we're
maybe
YouTubers.
You
okay. We're not safe crackers. Yeah. The YouTube channel is not called Safe Crackers. How often do you just have that moment where things are kind of quiet? And you're like, wait a minute. How did this happen? How did this happen? Where you're just like, I feel like I'm in a dream. You just told me a story about how you, I see this a lot. And I hear about it a lot with creative people where it's like you started out with a question and you basically answered that question successfully. Whatever that question was, whether it was speaking in front of people, whether it was getting a good grade, whether it was spending time together, all of these like totally things that are success rating is pass or fail. Basically there's no way you can calculate success in millions or thousands on those problems. Now you're over here and you're like, whoa, this is totally different. This is not at all where I was. We started off on a little trail that went to a creek and now we're in the Grand Canyon. How did this happen? Especially when you talk about these, like the brand deals coming in and you're like, LG, I mean, I'm in your house. It's incredible.
Thank you.
The TVs are as thin as a tissue. I've never seen anything like this. LG wanted to give you those TVs so that you would film them. because that's good for their business. I mean, doesn't that just crack your head open?
It's kind of ridiculous because we still feel like we are the same people as before in a lot of ways. And we, even when we get to do something with a brand and get something for like a TV that for free that you put on the wall with magnets because it's too thin for a mount. Like there's all these moments where, and you get to meet some of these people. It's like, why is it us? Do they know? Do they know that it's just us that we get, to, but
we're kidding. We're not serious.
Yeah.
They can't be serious.
Right. The one thing that I will say that, to Lincoln's credit is that, I've never seen it get to his head to be like, I'm famous. I can do whatever I want. Do you know who I am? Kind of thing. Yeah. And so even when we're out, like we'll be out and somebody comes up and is like, Lincoln, I watch your videos, and he's nice to them, smiles, and he gets back to what he's doing and doesn't sit there and go, hey guys, did you see that? That was, they know me. These people, I don't know them, but they know me. Like, and I think that's helped a lot that he's stayed grounded. I could see my youngest daughter. She's funny, and she like the church that we belong to. You go like on a mission for a couple of years when you're like 19 years old. For 2 years, you're just a missionary. One day, she comes home from church, and she's like, "Dad, I really want to go on a mission when I'm older." I think she's like 7 years old. I'm like, "That's great, hon. That's awesome." She's like, "I want to go on a mission to Hollywood."
Yes.
I'm like, yes. Okay. And she's like, "I want to do a YouTube channel because I want to be famous."
That's my mission. You
know? Yeah.
That's so interesting. So, do you see that, Lincoln?
Yeah, she's really funny. It was a really funny moment when she just is like, yeah, because you can't just like go and like go to Hollywood and talk to celebrities. Like it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, there's a few other people in line as well.
Yeah,
not that that's a reason you can't do it.
Yeah, it's very true.
Least favorite part of the job, Lincoln?
Probably, honestly, brand talking points.
Oh yeah.
Just it makes it feel really unauthentic.
Man, he keeps you real, Dan. He really does. Brand talking about I feel the same way. I hate that stuff. Have you ever heard one of the podcast ads I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just try to make fun of them as much as possible.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
Put some features. By the way, they are a great sock, by the way. I don't know if they're still at podcast ad. Anyway, Dan, favorite part of the job.
Favorite part of the job. Ugh. This.
You're like brand talking points.
That would be great. Now, we get to meet some amazing people. Last night, I asked a question to Eric about the mental side of games and the mental side of golf that is hard for anybody to learn. But for Lincoln at his age, I've seen him get frustrated and carry it on for 3 or 4 holes and turn one bogey on one hole turns into all of a sudden there's like 5 double bogeys or something in a row because the mental game is there. And I asked a question and you spent 25 minutes just telling us an answer about meditation, about how to move forward, asked the best questions to Lincoln. And it was something that I was thinking, oh, why is this not recorded for the world to see? But at the same time, I'm so grateful for moments like that where we get to meet incredible people that we wouldn't have been able to meet if it wasn't for this whole experience that makes us better people. We, as much as it's a business and in a lot of ways, we try to do things that are fun for us that we enjoy to do. There's a lot of videos that could go viral that we just don't do because it wouldn't be fun. It would feel like brand talking points or unauthentic. So most of the stuff we do, it's like there's a dumb idea associated with it and we do something fun, like a black box from a jet. We're like, let's go drop that from a helicopter really high, you know? So I don't know. I like keeping things real and knowing that life is a lot more than just what your number count is on YouTube and what you've done on those things. It's like, I need to do the best I can of being a father. And there's really no manual. And I'm 40 years old. My son in 4 years is going to be out of the house. And it's getting to that point. It's like, did I do a good job? I don't know. It's hard to know. So moments like that, when you meet amazing people that I never would have met, it makes it all worth it. And it's my favorite part.
Yeah, I feel the same way. For me, coming into the job, whatever this job is, started off with basically having a little photography camera hobby. And really, the camera was kind of like an excuse to go up to somebody and say hi and then have a conversation with them while taking their photo. And you kind of have the same situation in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
There's a community of people that I hear you talk a lot about, the YouTube community. you know, what do you have in common? I've heard you talk about DJs that wear masks. I've heard you talk about people that, you know, live these extraordinarily dangerous lives. People that, you know, make miniature stop motion things. I mean, you are all, you know, in a part of this like circus, if you will, and you each have your own act. What do you all have in common though? There's something that you really all share, and it's not a play button.
Yeah, there's no rule book, especially for being a YouTube creator or on being on social media. And if there are rules, they're changing all the time. The way the back ends of these platforms work, they want to make as much money as they can. Some things get highlighted, some things don't. But so we're all kind of figuring this out together, and it's nice because the internet is big enough that there's room for everybody. Early on, I was really insecure about, oh, somebody's going to start cutting stuff open and take over. And I was like, somebody's going to do my thing. And you know, you're in the golf world. Some people have cut things open. Yeah, some people have tried doing certain things. Some videos have done well, but some don't. And at the same time, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, that's good. That's do your thing. If this is your person, I've learned that it's more about personalities and about making good content that you enjoy and it's authentic. Like Lincoln said, there's no other Eric Anders Lang out there. There's a lot of other golf channels, but there's nobody that has the mindset that you have and the way that you teach things. And so on the back end as creators, it's nice when we get together, we end up talking about, sounds like that's all we care about is like, oh, this is a tip we do here. And this is how we upload this. This is how we do this. But it's nice to talk to somebody that's in the grind all the time and there's no rule book. And so we share tips and help each other out.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, if we were, you know, in an extreme example, it would be like we're on different armies and we're like, how does your gun, the bullets are kind of different. Oh, but I see why. That's interesting. Oh, that's because, oh, that's so smart. Look at that. Oh, it's waterproof. That's brilliant. And that's actually, I've really enjoyed those kind of talks with us too, is just to see like, yeah, I was so curious when you were like, here's how I watch the edits. And I was like, I've never heard of this app. What is this app? I use this other app. And you're like, here's how I download the footage. I'm like, oh my God, I've never even thought of that. I find those things are really, you know, because I think we chose to solve those problems, right? We chose to like, okay, these are the things that I'm okay with these doing these things and, you know, innovating and learning it together as a community where there's no teacher. Like I think we talked about earlier today in a different part of your lives. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. And the most that we can take out the rest of the other stuff, what you said, what else do you do other than make the videos? If we can get down to doing the things we're passionate about, you're going on this road trip and you're going to film some videos that might feel like work sometimes, but hopefully your trip is filled with really cool experiences that you can document that feel real and those other things don't take up your time. And so that's what's nice about creators that get it and that can work together. It's like, all right, these are some tips to make your life easier on the mundane things. Then you can get back to what you love.
Right. Lincoln, anything to add?
No, I don't think so.
When you know, people must come up, what's the video that everyone says, I saw that video? What's the one video that they're like, everybody saw? When they come to like the guy from the what video?
It just depends, because it's like if I'm explaining something on like the YouTube channel to somebody, they're like, oh yeah, I feel like I've seen the Rattlesnake Rattle video. Mm. Like there's a lot of that. But if it's just like something, like I just posted like a golf trick shot with my friend, on Instagram,
the Boston, the flop shot that almost went in, that was incredible.
Yeah, and like one that was down an entire hotel hallway.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I had like 10 people come up to me at school, and I was like, I saw that. That was sweet. Good work. Yeah.
What's the video when someone says they saw it? Where you're like, yes, you see me.
It's funny because you know it's different types of people because our videos have many different products that cover different genres. And when it really stood out to me that it's different, there's two occasions I remember. One of them was when we cut open a Yeti cup, you know, the Yeti. Yeah.
Based in
Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Love those guys.
And
what up, Tyler?
We tested it versus a lot of different cups like that, like the Arctic and the mug. What was the other one? The one that doesn't spill. It doesn't spill, just sits there. So anyway, we tested it out and it turned out that the Yeti was actually, we tested the temperature and the water actually got colder when it was in the oven versus the other ones. And then I'd be at the airport this is months after, all the time this would happen. I'd have, instead of having like families come up, parents or a boy that's the same age as Lincoln, like, oh my gosh, I love your videos, I watch this. You know, this, I had this guy come up to me in the Salt Lake airport and he's wearing Carhartt's boots and he's like, I've seen you on YouTube. I'm like, I'm sitting there, what is it that you watched? Video? What could it be? And he's like, I saw you take apart that Yeti cup and I went right to Cabela's and bought it for work. And then he's like, I just want to shake your hand. I shake his hand and it's like this strong handshake. I'm like, yeah, that is a different demographic than we usually have. And I love it. And then the other one was when we did a podcast with Gary Vaynerchuk and we cut open this wrestling belt that's up here that he loves wrestling. It's signed by some legends. And all of a sudden we just had all of these entrepreneurs and business owners that would stop me and just be like, hey, I heard you on Gary V and I loved it. And I'm doing this with my business. What tips do you have about this? And it was just a different demographic. So I love that game of somebody coming up to you and it's like, what is it going to be?
What video have they seen?
Yeah. We were somewhere the other day and somebody came up to me and said, oh, we were in Austin. And there's this little sign that says, I love you so much or something like that on the wall. Yeah. It's like an Instagram famous spot next to this ice cream store.
Yeah.
And so we go up to it to take a picture. And this couple comes up to me and goes, hey, can I get, and I'm like, oh, they wanted me to take their picture. Can I get you to take a picture of us? I'm like, oh yeah, I take a picture. I'm like, this is nice. And I'm like, is that weird of me to think that they wanted me to take a pic, like be in the picture with them? But anyway, so it's kind of fun to play that game.
Right.
And I'm sure you get that in the golf world of people that come up to you and you're like, okay, what do these people know me from? Or
yeah. Yeah, that is, it isn't. Well, yeah. Yes. We talked about it. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It's fun. My favorite part about it is for me on my end, if you want me to talk about it for a second, is, that whenever I go to a golf course, it's usually like, you know, it feels like Fight Club because it's usually the kids that are like probably got, they're making the least amount of money at the course and they're like, I see you. Your money's no good here, sir. Like first tee right away, sir. Here you go. And you're kind of like, whoa. And you really feel part of a community in that. That's where I feel the best about it is, is not really when someone wants to talk about, oh, you know, you should come play at my private fancy course. I'm like, no. I want to talk to the person who, you know, listens to all the complaints at a golf course. Cause I just think that just kind of blows me away that anyway, we talked about that yesterday too, about how, you know, we gave ourselves a pretty big problem yesterday, which was to go play 7 courses in one day with one tee time.
We only had one course that knew us. Yeah.
One tee time. And we played 7 different courses. That was pretty, or 6 rather.
I mean, that's awkward to walk in. I'm glad you got some of it on video. I hope it makes the YouTube video cut of at least some of it. Just walking in and I have to make this sales pitch to this golf pro shop guy to convince them to let us go out and play one hole on their course or 2 holes. And they're not even close to each other. And squeeze us in. They're just like tee times. I know tee times, but we need to play on the 11th hole or we need to play on the 15th hole. So yeah, that was fun.
You can keep your tee time. We want to play just the 3rd hole. All right. So in the interest of ending this podcast, which has been really exciting, I want people to know that we're about to go do something extra. We're going to do something else right now. Dan, what are we going to do?
So we have, we got to cut something open or take something apart while you're here.
I would love to.
So I have a couple of putters that I think are unique
that
we're going to take apart. So that will be a fun one for our YouTube channel, the main channel, the What's Inside. And then for our What's Inside family channel where it's more random, we do family vlogs or whatever. We have a golf simulator where we have a TrackMan. Let's go in there and like play a game called Capture the Flag and just have a competition, a short game competition. It's really fun.
You have highlighted probably my favorite day on earth that I'm so excited to take part in now. This is going to be great. Yeah. I love this.
And then you guys get to continue on your road trip to next stop.
I'm not sure where we're going next. I know. It was so funny actually to go back in time. I think I texted you 3 weeks ago when I was sort of thinking to myself, okay, we're going to move to Texas. This is a huge thing. And then I thought, you know, if I'm going to move to Texas, I might as well just take a little road trip in between. And then I thought, I know that Dan lives in, and we had only really maybe met once kind of at the YouTube golf day with Rick Shields.
Right. We saw each other.
I was a little too nervous to say hi. There was a wave.
I didn't know. This was a bunch of golfers and we felt like, you know, they let like one person golf with you that was like won a lottery to golf with you.
Yeah.
He was a super nice guy. Great guy. On maybe the 14th hole, he says in such a nice way, So I'm curious, how you guys obviously are not like golfers. How did you get into this event? But he said it in a really nice way. But basically, it was like, how did I get to play with you? Yeah, he had fun still.
Who are you guys? Yeah.
But anyway,
I think it's the same thing happened to me. She was like, where are you from? Or what do you, whatever.
Yeah, but you guys were all golfers and make great content. And every once in a while, we'll show a golf video. And
I shot like a 95 that day. And he's like, what are you doing here?
I played terrible as well. Yeah. I was very out of it. I think it was, I'm not used to playing seriously, you know. And then we were going to meet up in LA after you came back from Royal Melbourne.
Right.
And there was something going on that made it hard to meet up. But this is better. This is the ideal situation. Amazing. And yeah, I remember, I was saying, I think Dan lives in Utah. I texted you. I said, how far are you from St. George? You said, I live in St. George. I said, oh, great.
That works.
He said, you need a place to stay. I said, I do. How did you know? Yeah.
I love that you said yes to that. Some people would be like, oh, no, no one's at your house. And
oh, no.
Totally meant it. We wanted you to stay here and it's been a blast.
I have a strict policy. If someone offers something to you, you really should say yes. Unless it's clearly like, do you want to go gamble at 2 a.m? Like, I don't want to do that. But if it fits with my human value, my core values, yeah, absolutely. It's been such a great time.
That's great.
Yeah. In fact, it's one of the things that for me that's changed is since we've grown and started traveling more and doing more videos and more brand deals and things like that, we've stopped sharing hotel rooms with the crew. So, because when we used to travel, it was like, I don't know, we'd sleep, we would have 2 beds and maybe there'd be a person on the ground. Like there'd be 3 people in the room because we were just broke.
Yeah.
And we don't do that anymore, and I miss those times. I'll be hard-pressed to go back to those times in reality. Like, I do think we should all have a bed and some privacy, but, you know, those are kind of the things that... Is there anything you guys miss?
From
back in the day when it was just totally just whatever's fun, that's the compass?
Not really. Not really. It's evolved, and it's been fun. You
do a good job of keeping it real.
Thank you.
Really do.
Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to have a little match. I'm a little nervous. I know Lincoln's coming off of a solid, solid swing session here. And I'm excited to cut open some putters. What are we going to cut open?
So the putters, there was a pro-am in Texas. And it was, of course, before all this went down where we'd actually have pro-ams. And I remember seeing one of the teams, and maybe it was the winning team, but it was super controversial in the golf community on social media. This guy had this putter that he would, you line up your putts, you get the little line on your golf ball, and that people are okay with that. And then you move it, and you're like, that's my line, I'm going to hit it. Well, this guy would line up the ball, and then he would line up the putter perfectly, what he thinks the line is, and then he'd let go and walk away, and magically, the putter is still there, and he would check his line with the face of the putter.
Yeah, so with the putter sitting on the ground by itself,
standing
no human.
Up, yeah, no human
I've seen
there.
This.
And then he would just walk away and be like, yes, that's the line. And then he would hit the shot and it would go in. And people were so angry. They're like, this is cheating in golf.
They didn't like it.
And so, yeah.
But I love it.
It should not be cheating because anybody can use it. But it's like, it's really unique because he just sitting behind the ball. The putter still is like where he left it, where he let go of the putter. It just looks odd. But yeah,
Is it really legal now?
I don't
know. Is it still legal?
People had talked about it, and I don't know about like on the PGA Tour, but they did say it was legal for that. And
amazing.
It was totally fine. Some people are just angry probably that they missed some putts, and I'm sure the guy misses some putts with it. So I've held it. We've had it for a little bit, but I want to actually take the shaft, cut it off, weigh it on a scale, to feel the difference between it. We got a brand new Scotty Cameron putter. I bought it off of eBay.
Okay.
It's really nice. And I think we want to see it, first of all, before we take the shaft off of that, I'm thinking we have Eric Anders Lang break a putter over his thigh. Have you ever done that before?
Like, I've never broken a putter.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it on your own.
I broke a 6-iron by accident.
See, this will be great.
I threw it. I was angry. I hit a bad, I'd been playing golf for a year. I was in Palm Springs. I hit a bad shot. And I was playing by myself, and I threw it at the cart, and it hit the upright brace of the back of the cart at like guess what was the weakest spot in the shaft, and it just snapped around. It was like a spaghetti noodle. It just snapped around the golf cart, and I immediate embarrassment.
Let's see,
break
this.
A putter.
Just don't hurt yourself.
I think
you already
we'll
have
fine.
A Band-Aid on your fingers.
Yeah,
so.
I mean we're injuries are piling up here in St. George, but well anyway, those listening, please go check out Dan and Lincoln's YouTube channel. He's got two. They've got the What's Inside, the main channel where they obviously have the rattlesnake rattle, safe cracking. All of your favorites, you've probably seen them already. And then the family channel, obviously Instagram. And Dan, you don't have your own personal Instagram account.
I don't. We've always just kept it at What's Inside.
Lincoln has, if you want the golf content, go to Lincoln's, which is at LinkPie, LinkPie. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Hit it up for the golf content.
Yeah. Usually him and his friend Boston just tearing it up.
I love it. I can't wait to meet all your friends one day. We'll do a meetup here next time we come back into town. That'll be great. I guess that's it.
Well, thank you. It's been such a pleasure the last few days. It's just, I think I have 80 text messages, over 100 emails, and I'm like, it's okay. I'm having a good time. I'm not going to focus on that for this last couple of days.
No more brand talking points. We're going to focus on it. The pleasure is all mine. Seriously, I really appreciate hospitality. And all right, well, let's go get into the simulator. Great. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great week.